Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have some music from tenor sax giant Johnny Griffin. Also a special tribute to the late Peggy Lee from Red Mitchell and Warren Marsh, Teddy Charles, Mark Elf, Brad Turner, plus a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition.
Thank you.
We just heard some music from the excellent pianist Joe Albany from his album Portrait of an Artist and Too Late Now. Here's some music from one of my favorite trumpet players out of England. His name is Ian Carr. Ian's been on the scene for many years, fronting his band Nucleus and also releasing solo projects. He is also a prolific writer, having written a biography on the life of Miles Davis. We're going to listen to something from an album that he recorded with Nucleus. It's entitled New Life, and it's from the album Under the Sun. Music from Ray Anderson and a composition entitled La Rosita, and that was from his album Old Bottles, New Wine. And I've always loved Ray's playing. It's very guttural and rich texture to his sound, reminiscent to some of the great trombonists that played in Duke Ellington's band in the 1920s and 30s. Before that, we heard Ian Carr's Nucleus from his album Under the Sun and a composition entitled New Life. Well, this past week we lost one of the greats in jazz and popular music. Peggy Lee passed away, and we're going to listen to some music from her, starting off with Days of Wine and Roses, and we're going to follow that up with September in the Rain and a few more gems.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play. Toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September.
You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM.
Thank you. around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Influencing almost every vocalist that came since her, including Helen Merrill and most recently Diana Krall, that was the late Peggy Lee. And we just heard I've Got the World on a String, All Right, Okay You Win, Squeeze Me, September in the Rain, and we started off with The Days of Wine and Roses. Johnny Griffin may be a short person, but I'll tell you the sound of his tenor sax looms large, and he is one of the few tenor sax greats that are still alive. I'm thinking of Dexter Gordon, Arnett Cobb, and some of the other Coleman Hawkins and some of the other great tenor sax players that came and went. Johnny Griffin is still out there playing and still making some great music. Here's something from an album. It's entitled Grab This, and I suggest that you go out and grab it. It's a fantastic recording. We're going to hear something called 63rd Street Theme, and then we're going to listen to Canada's own Rob McConnell from the Rob McConnell Tentet CD and his version of Strayhorn's Lush Life.
Thank you.
For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial.
Thank you.
From a 1979 Columbia recording, that was Woody Shaw and Joshua. And before that, we heard some music from Rob McConnell, from his album, The Rob McConnell Tentet, and his interpretation of Strayhorn's Lush Life. Johnny Griffin starting out the last set with 63rd Street Theme, and that's from his album, Grab This. I think one of the most underrated trumpet players was Don Ellis, and we're going to listen to a recording that Don made back in 1961, recorded in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on May the 11th, and featuring Al Francis on vibes, Jackie Byard on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. We're going to listen to Aha.
Thank you. Thank you.
from an upcoming release. That was music from Mark Elf from his album Dream Step, and I think that the album will be released sometime around the month of March. You might want to check that one out. Mark has been recording some great albums as of late for the past 5-6 years, putting out some not only some great covers but great originals as well. And this album actually features Lewis Nash on drums, and of course Mark Elf himself on guitar. And we heard a composition written by Mark entitled Blues to the Left. And before that, the creative spirit of Don Ellis from his album New Ideas, and we heard Aha. And you could see where he was taking the trumpet into different directions at that particular point in time. The recording was made in 1961 in Hackensack, New Jersey. And quite an interesting individual, unfortunately passed away way too young after a bout of, I believe he had a heart condition, and a heart attack ultimately did him in. But we still have the music to listen to, and that's what counts. Here's some music from Canadian musician Brad Turner from his album Live at the Cellar. And if you don't have this in your collection, I would highly recommend you giving it a listen. It's actually quite good. We're going to listen to something called Fortea.
Thank you.
Fred Mitchell was a favorite among bassists with many, many musicians, and we just heard Red with the late sax player Warren Marsh in a live recording, and that was taken from an album entitled Volume 1, Big 2, and we heard Just You, Just Me. And before that, Brad Turner from his live album, Live at the Cellar, we heard a lovely composition entitled Fortea. When it comes to vibes, it's hard to beat Teddy Charles, a wonderful vibist, and this is a recording that he made entitled Evolution, and we're going to hear something called Jaywalkin'. Thank you. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Thank you. was beautiful music from Jack Montrose and his version of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. In the 1970s, there was a label run by Creed Taylor known as CTI, and there were quite a number of up-and-coming stars at the time that were recording for that label, including Grover Washington, George Benson, Freddie Hubbard, plus many, many others. I'm going to play for you something that was recorded live at the Hollywood Bowl in 1972, and this featured some of CTI Records' best musicians at the time, and still arguably great musicians, and it features George Benson, Freddie Hubbard, Grover Washington, plus a host of other great talent, and we're going to listen to something entitled Grits Bowl.
Thank you, and good evening. Okay, let's welcome all together the CTI Summer Jazz All-Stars. And if jazz is dead, this is the biggest funeral I ever saw. Thank you.
For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Thank you. was music from Maynard Ferguson with Born to be Blue, taken from the classic recordings that he made for the Roulette label back in the early 60s. And before that, we heard the CTI All-Stars from 1972 and something entitled Grits Bowl. Here's Michael Brecker and Scriabin.
Thank you. Was created for one man alone. He wasn't easy to find. Now that I've found him, I wonder just how I could have lived right up to now. Now that you're here is where you belong. Everything seems so right when you're near. When you're away, it's all wrong. When I need comfort, I always run to you. Don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do, I'll have no one to run to.
Wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. We just heard music from Joyce Collins from her album Moment to Moment and Don't Ever Leave Me, and before that, Michael Brecker with Scriabin. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you enjoyed the show, and don't forget to tune in next week for another edition of In Transition. Have a great week. Bye for now. Thank you.